KUVO Jazz. In the studio today is Kayla Shelton Benjamin, a Denver native who was one of the principal ballerinas with the Dance Theater of Harlem. She is one of five Black pioneering ballerinas whose story and sisterhood began with the world-renowned ballet company. Now, the story is a legacy that has been erased from history until now. Their story is in the book, The Swans of Harlem, written by Karen Valby. It is a fascinating account of five extraordinary women, a celebration of both their historic careers, the sustaining ground power of female friendship, and a window into the robust history under the direction of Arthur Mitchell. Good morning, Kalia. It is joyous to be in your presence. Thank you for joining me on Community Connection.
Good morning, Tree. Good morning, KUVO. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. So we played Spanish Harlem because you told me a while back that that was one of the songs that you danced on.
Yes, absolutely. That was in a ballet choreographed by Louis Johnson called Forces of Rhythm. It became a staple of Dance Theater of Harlem.
Nice. I'm glad I had it in my library.
Yes, me too.
Now, when did you know you wanted to be a ballerina?
I think I started dancing here with Colorado Concert Ballet, which is now Colorado Ballet. And as I came up, I started when I was four. And as I, danced longer and longer as I came up through the ranks, I decided that, I really liked it. It became fun for me and a challenge. And so when I was about 17, there was a woman that came here. She was a guest teacher, and she asked us what we wanted to do with ballet, and I said I wanted to be a professional. She told me it was almost too late, and she arranged for about seven of us to go to New York and audition in New York for professional companies. Just before we went, Dance Theater of Harlem appeared in Dance Magazine, and one of my sister swans, Lydia Barker, was on the cover. Two of my other sister swans were inside the magazine, and this teacher, Dolores Kerr, got me an audition with Dance Theater of Harlem. And I auditioned with them on stage. Arthur Mitchell told me to go backstage and put my pointe shoes on. I put my pointe shoes on, and when I was backstage, Gail McKinney Griffith, who was another sister swan, was back there spraying her pointe shoes skin color. And that was something I had never seen before. I'd never seen a Black ballerina, first of all. So when I saw Lydia on the cover, that was one thing. But spraying your shoes the color of your skin, it made so much sense to me. So, I just knew that that was the place for me to be.
That's an amazing story. So when who told you about Arthur Murray? Obviously, you've seen it in the Dance magazine, right? And then how did you discover the Dance Theater of Harlem?
Well, Arthur Mitchell, I sort of knew about him, but I discovered all about the company and Arthur Mitchell through Dance Magazine. I had never seen I don't think there really was a Black ballet company. There was the Negro Ballet, but there wasn't that much written about them at that time. So it was really Dance Magazine, seeing them in Dance Magazine. That's how I found out about them.
And tell me about Arthur Mitchell.
Arthur Mitchell. Arthur Mitchell was a complex person. He was very. He had a clear vision of what he wanted to do. He created a Black ballet company in the civil rights era when people told him that that was not something that could happen. He was himself the first Black premier dancer in New York City Ballet. And he was on his way to South America to start a ballet company there when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. And he said, why am I going there when I should be doing something for my own community? And from there, he had this vision. He was like the Pied Piper. He blew his flute, and we all came from all over the world to help him with his vision.
That's amazing, and what a wonderful story to go and learn that in New York. So you've been through a lot of different things, and then you and your sisterhood, tell me how the book became a reality.
Well, we got together during COVID. We've always been in touch with each other off and on, but we got together during COVID just to see where everybody was, and we talked with about 150 of the alumni, Dance Theater of Harlem alumni, and we really realized that a lot of our history, or all of our history, we couldn't find it anywhere. And with the arrival of Misty Copeland, you know, that people were proclaiming her the first Black ballerina, and there was nothing to contest that because there was nothing about our history. So we got together and we decided that we were going to reclaim our history and do something about that. And just so happened that another sister Swan, Marcia Sells, lived down the street from a literary agent, and she heard our story, got in touch with Karen Valby, who wrote the first article, which was in the New York Times, and she is the adoptive mother of two Black daughters who are also dancers. And she was very interested in our story, and she wanted to, you know, tell her daughters, who only knew about Misty Copeland as well. And I, this is nothing against Misty Copeland. I want to make that very clear, because she's a beautiful dancer. And she has done a lot to bring awareness to Black people in ballet. But, that's how it came to be. So she spent 2 years listening to our stories and got it into the book.
That's it's an incredible, incredible story. And I want to know, what was your most memorable performance?
I think I had several, but my most memorable performance was coming here and dancing in Denver, my hometown. I asked Arthur Mitchell to if I could do a role that I hadn't done before, and he said, yeah. I danced the role, and it happened to be one of my perfect performances, one of probably three that I can remember in my whole entire career.
That's marvelous that you could come home and do that.
Yes.
Now, where are the other ballerinas that were with you in your sisterhood?
Sure. The other Swans, we are here. One is in Marietta, Georgia. Two are in New Jersey. Let's see. That's four. And then Gail McKinney Griffith, unfortunately, we lost her last October to cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. She was a very important member of our of Dance Theater of Harlem, first of all. She's a founding member. She was the first ballet mistress. And we miss her very much. We miss her very much.
Oh, I'm so sorry. At least she got to be a part of the book coming
right,
to be.
Her history is now documented.
Excellent. It's good to get that history out there so people know about it. Mm-hmm. There's probably some future ballerinas that had no clue that are going to learn all about the Dance Theater of Harlem and the Swans
right.
of Harlem. You know, Kalia, I want to thank you for my copy of the book. I'm almost done reading it. I'm so excited. I appreciate you for taking the time to join me on KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
Thank you so much, Tria. I appreciate you asking me.